Begin the Quran Dab Mesechus Eiv and Dav Kuf Beis. Begin on the Beis. Begin the Tzeis and Master. Begins with the Gemara. The Hod Mehadik. This is where it's tightly pressed, and Hod Lemehadik here where it's not tightly pressed. Which Tzeis actually explains different interpretations of what this actually means. Said if you let it go out with the felt hat, that the original the Gemara says it depends. If it is a tefach, then not. But if there's not a tefach, then yes. And the Gemara says, wait, if you spread out your cloak, will be ahead of tefach, and this can be a problem. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. It's not difficult. Hod Mehadik, Hod Lemehadik. So Pirush Bekor and Rashi explains, meaning that the Gemara is retracting. The Temelav Mishum Oil, who is not because of the halacha of oil. Rather, if it's tightly on your head, then we're not concerned it's going to fall off. If it's not, we're concerned it's going to fall if you're going to carry the Lamas and Shazara. Now, Fizah, according to this, Mutaran, Ice, and Kaib, and Shalabit, you're allowed to wear these hats made out of felt. Af Bishmael Tefach, even though it sticks out of Tefach as oil. But that should be a kasha, Tech is going to sleep, but also toy the Lamas and Shazara, as long as it's tied beneath the person's neck, that by his throat, it's not going to fall off, it's going to come to carry the Lamas and Shazara. Avarachim Fash, but Rabbinic now explains, the Mahadik Asa, actually, this that is tightly pressed, it's forbidden. That keshatevach ayutim that koyveh chazik means to say that it's strong, that the tefach, the hand breath that's sticking on the head is strong. She nichv doesn't bend. Ah, but there, oh, that looks like an oil. Lefizeh according to that koyveh masurim. Actually, that's the one that's forbidden, and therefore those hats would be forbidden. Ketanik says matzah begins with the gemara elyon and the upper pivot. Kamakan aser, then in both places going to be forbidden. Just explains why is the upper pivot forbidden even in the base hamikdash. So Pirush Bekor and Rashi explained, the Ksavi has been mistir b'kel, because this Tana holds that there's a problem about building and destroying things, even regarding the element of vessels. And because the Alshed Teva Migdal Kamala b'Gemara, because the Gemara explains regarding a carriage, a box, and a closet. And you see that it's forbidden to put back the upper pivot because of binyan. And that's the choice of attainment to one, because ultimately sneak in Bishamai. So what do you tell me? I'm Mishnah like Bishamai. The Basil ain't been Mr. Bikim, because Basil holds there's no problem about building or destroying regarding vessels. Perak pays the Bayan, the Chabbis Manal. Very question more, but it's difficult to say. It's the Gemara, Gabi Bayal, and Kamakan. Also, when the Gemara discusses the regarding the upper pivot, that's forbidden not only in Medina, but even in the base of Migdash. The Gemara says, Shabbi Yitka, the reason is, because it might be, you might push it in. Which, so Dachig Lefarsh, Rashi has to contrive and his interpretation, and say the shemitzka koyel atachten that the concern that you might push it in is going on the lower pivot, because the alien Rashi says if you think it would be going in the upper pivot, which is actually the last thing the Brisa just mentioned before it says this sentence, well you also be mikdash, it wouldn't be forbidden in base of mikdash because the angel was be mikdash. There's no rabbinic prohibition in the base of mikdash, but says Taisa b'deichigalu. But it's a very great difficulty to make this interpretation because the Brisa first discusses the lower, then the upper, and then says the sentence. So to say it's going back on what it said two sentences ago, that's difficult. So rather, because these questions of narrowly read seem to the read, that actually the upper pivot is also rabbinic. And so why are you saying, and that's what the price is coming to say, that it's forbidden because of Shem Yitzchak. So, but if that's the Rabbanan, so why is us in the Beis HaMikdash? And that's his thesis, because the Shvut, and therefore that's why our mission is not like Beis Shammai, because it's not because of the halacha of Bin Stir Bekelen. Rather, it's rabbinic, but really biblically it's not a problem. But the Shvus Kedelik is Eloi Tibbe Mikdash. That's a great Yisra Rabban like this. They did not permit it in the Beis HaMikdash. But Tuv Ashkechan. And we find many times Eloi Tibbe Mikdash that although it's a Shvus Kedelik Tzidu HaKonim into Lassan, for example, let's say the organizing of the poles by the Shulchan, by the Lechem Abonim, and taking them away, they didn't do it for the Shabbos. Even though it's rabbinic, you see that when it's a great Rabbanan, that it's not going to be Deichem. Next is the Mazda begins with the Gemara, Machzirin Ritia b'Mikdash. We could put a bandage back on a dressing in the Beis HaMikdash. But not out of the Beis HaMikdash. This explains the reason why out of the Beis HaMikdash you cannot put your bandage back on. Pirush Bekor and Rashi explains, we're concerned that you might come to smooth out that dressing of the wound. And that's the problem, because it might come to lead a malach of the rice. But regarding the grinding of the herbs, that is no concern. And keeping the Admal Habal Elabay, since from before Shabbos is already on there, then there's no gezer of refuah. Bakasha Tais says difficult. The pair by my isha, Amar the Gemara Shabbos of Samach Dalam Beis says that isha yaitze bepilbul begargar melech. A woman could go out on Shabbos in her mouth a piece of pepper or a clump of salt. The imnafam it falls out. Then later she's not put it back in her mouth. Now v'amai why? Keeping the Gemara Havel Lebei since it was ready in her mouth from before Shabbos. What's the problem? It falls off just like over here. We see you could put the bandage back on out in regards to the law of refuah, even though it falls off. And that's if you're slimming, what you could say for Rashi is the Hasim Taimah. There, the reason is Lefisha Nira's commission is Kamal Haitzi Lachutz, because there it looks like as if you're intentionally just trying to use it as a mode of transport. And therefore, if it falls out and you're going to put it back in, if we let that, Basla Mesh Haitzah, we might come to Med Haitzah directly, but again, it's not because of a problem but Rafua. Now, however, Rabbi Yisrael Pirsh L'Shem HaTami actually explains the reason our Gemara is not like Rashi because of you might come to smooth the dressing. Rather, it is Mishum Shchikas Amalon. The reason you cannot put the bandage back on is because you might come to grind herbs because this is medicinal, which is forbidden on Shabbos. And Mechinish L'Farash B'Shmait, and so too, just like over there. And that's so good that the reason we not carry out the peppercorn and the finger salt that falls out of your mouth is because of refuah. So too in our sugya. Ah, so then why v'nokad retila revusa? So then this that we're saying, that of the bandage, why we're picking that specifically? Telling you a chiddush. Even though that not only do you have the problem about grinding ribs, yeah, that's also a problem, but you also have the problem about smoothing, and that's the chiddush of halacha mazir b'mikdash, not regarding out of the base of mikdash. You're right, that would be forbidden in Ramadan Ruch because of shchikas mamonim. But I'm coming to tell you that in the base of mikdash, however itself, that's going to be permitted, even though you have both concerns, because we're not going to show us in the base of mikdash. Ketanek says, Masta begins with Gemara Rutiyash and Pirsha. We have the dressing that fell off. Machzir Naisa, you could put it back. She's going to explain that, how does that relate to the sugya regarding the peppercorn and the compass salt? Because Mem Tematei says, and if you're going to say, which you just brought in the previous tesis, that regarding the pepper and the compass salt, we say over there, nothing of it falls out. You can't put it back. Why is it different over here? When the bandage falls down, you can put it back on. And that's a tesis. What you can say is, the pilpul, that of that sugya, but they regarding the pepper. Irish will never be carcass. Someone will fall on the ground. It's the one where it fell on the vessel, like on a pillow. Could they come Rav Chizda B'Samach, like Rav Chizda says shortly? And Rav Ashi, they come B'Samach, and even Rav Ashi, who the Gemara brings right after that, that he says, Lo Shmili, says, I didn't hear this teaching. Says, Taisis, Lo Koyad Rav Chizda Kipesh B'Gorn. It's not going on Rav Chizda's, that he's disagreeing with Rav Chizda, the way Rashi explains it. Elokoya Halacha Krib Yehuda. Rav is going on the Gemara statement that the Halacha is like Yehuda. But most Rav Chizda, but on the teaching of Chizda, Lo Polik doesn't disagree. Why did he agree to Lo Shara Rabban Makli, that Rabban only permitted if it falls on the vessel, whereas over there, in Psa, where over there by the clump of salt, was going to fall on the ground. Oh boy, just from another person that says what you could say is, Ahidi Gar Gilmela, Chosek Rabbi Yehuda, Dasa Hacha. That Gemara over there, regarding the clump of salt, comes out like Rabbi Yehuda, that he actually says that if it been over here to put the bandage back on, if it falls down, but you're right, Kondra Bana, who permit over here, now Sugi to put back the bandage, they would permit putting back the clump of salt when it falls out too. Kinnik says, the Master begins with of the Gemara, Amar Bravashi, says, Habakim, the Kamid Rava was in front of Rava. Which Trace actually brings that Rachgar, as Rabbi Chananzgir says, Kamei de Abba. I don't confront the brother, but in front of my father. Chenir, it's so true, seems appropriate because the Lord Yisini Kamei de Rabbi. You can't have the Gears in front of the brother, because the Yem Shemesh Rabbi, the day the Rabbi passed away, knows Ravashi, when Ravashi was born. So it's not possible that the son of Ravashi was standing in front of Rabbi. Next Trace, the Master begins with the Gemara Kirshin Nima Bechulu, you could tie a string, etc., on Shabbos in the base of Migdash, but if it was initially, Kamakan Asr, then even the Beis HaMikdash is going to be forbidden. What does Leketchila mean? Pirsh B'Kondji Rashi explains, Shlohaisa Shama Etmo. Means to say that if it wasn't there on the harp from before Shabbos, and since you could have done from before Shabbos, so Machshir Mitzah that you could have done from before Shabbos is not Techa Shabbos. However, B'Rim Mefarsh Re explains, no, what does Leketchila mean? It means Afila Nifzika Hayoy. Meaning, even if it got detached today, it wasn't from that you could have done from before Shabbos. But what does Leketchila mean to say? Not Leketchila in law, but meaning he wants to make a new V'ratz L'shalshul L'asayis V'lekesha. He wants to go and just pull a whole new string without making a knot. You want to make Leketchila mean to say a new string. Zel Leketchila, that is a new entity. And not just fixing the old one with a knot. That's something that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos because that's Masakah Nikli, and rather you have to go ahead and just make a knot and not make a whole new string.